Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Bellstar. And Tech Guy.
Tech Guy, Cannabis Kid,
audience, the world at large.
The world at large. All the folks in the Netherlands, everyone here in town.
Yep.
Woo!
How are you doing?
You know what's funny? I'll tell you that story. I'll just surprise another guy. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. The New Year seems to be going just
You're
great.
Rocking and rolling.
I'm learning some lessons.
Oh my gosh, are we not all learning lessons daily? Yours cost you $80, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
And some change. I can't find the drum roll on there.
Good.
So how's it going?
We've got a lot coming up. Lots of things happening.
Big year.
2014 was a great year.
Big year. Oh, 2014.
You got a lot done. I think there was a lot accomplished.
Cannabis kicked ass. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm just going to play it. We made some major strides. I know there's some emails going around saying that, you know, our government's not quite making a policy yet. But
we're not making enough noise yet. Because
I
think we should make some more noise. They're getting the backlash from the pharmaceutical companies. I think there's definitely someone coming into play saying, hey, don't do this.
Oh, sure.
Hey, don't do this.
But, you know, there's also a ton of people behind the scenes.
Well, that's
going,
what I'm saying. It's inevitable. It's inevitable, and it's going to happen.
It is. We're getting links and blogs and everything already. It is inevitable, and it's awesome. I'm frightened for the next group of presidential candidates. To see. Oh my gosh, look at this. Is this a menu? Look at this. We got a menu online from the Netherlands. This is great.
This is very cool.
And I wish we had voice from them. De Graal? Is that how you say it? I don't know, but it sounds awesome.
De Graal.
Oh, I like it. Check it out. Here's a Netherlands menu. As of, this was late October, right before Halloween. So we've got, for indicas, we've got, we do this a lot. We just veer right into whatever. Popped
yeah,
in our face,
whatever.
Sidetrack.
This is good.
We got vanilla kush, Afghan kush, bubble kush, red October.
So this is obviously
white
a
rhino.
Sensory.
Idlewise. I want it. Oh, golden fleece. I would like some golden fleece with my Idlewise, please.
That's so funny.
Please help me with
the names are. They actually have a ruder.
Oh, Rudel Arise. Rudel Arise. It's a medic. It's 10 what are they? 10 something? 5 grams of amnesia for 40, a joint's 3, 5 grams, or you get discount, 5 joints and you get one free. All right. Oh, they've got hash. Oh, my gosh, look at this. They've
like
got netter hash, Maroc hash, Oriental hash. Oh, that's it. I'm buying my ticket right
scrolls.
Now.
It looks like it's written on little
Will you
scrolls.
Take us to these places, please, Netherlands? We love you for this. This is, drool is right. Oh, my God. We're over here. I'm just like, I'm getting my
How fun.
I'm getting my credit cards out, my Apple Pay. I'm ready to, like, get down to the airport and get us to the Netherlands. We're going.
So, lots has happened in 2014. We're expecting a lot more to happen in 2015.
Yeah, a whole lot more. In fact, if you go to tumbleweedsalescenter.com, come on, you gotta see.
53. I'll try. Yeah. I'll make sure I do.
Are you going to sing an address? 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Yeah, we got to find a tumbleweed jingle. Uh-huh. Don't you worry. We're going to get them. But check this out. If you go to tumbleweedsalescenter.com and you go to the news section, we'll just do a little bit of Arizona news. Guess what? There's a marijuana legalization bill to be introduced this year. Medical marijuana is already legal in Arizona, but two bills have been introduced for consideration in the 2015 legislative session that could bring further reform. House Bill 2007 would legalize the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana by adults, allow retail sales of marijuana at state licensed retail stores, I like that,
nice,
and allow personal cultivation of up to 5 untaxed plants. Not bad. That's not bad. Everyone has a friend who knows how to get marijuana, said State Rep Cardenas, the bill sponsor. The money we've spent on the war on drugs has kind of gone into a black hole, he said. His bill will not increase access to marijuana in Arizona because it already isn't difficult to find. Duh. Instead, he proposes taxing and regulating marijuana sales throughout Arizona, allowing the state to generate new revenue while taking marijuana sales away from the black market.
Right.
The bill is likely to be assigned to the House Judiciary Committee that is chaired by Rep. Eddie Farnsworth of Gilbert, an opponent to marijuana legalization. Rep. Farnsworth would be responsible for scheduling the House Bill 2007 for a hearing in order for the proposal to receive any consideration. While Cardenas would prefer House Bill 2007 to pass, he already has a backup plan ready in the form of House Bill 2006, which would decriminalize the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana instead of current penalties, which usually come as a felony charge and a year in prison. Offenders would receive a civil penalty and fine of up to $100. There'd be no criminal record or conviction similar to a traffic violation. And do you know that Arizona is one of the top 5 places that is the worst to get caught with or have a marijuana problem?
Yeah.
Arizona's on that list because it's an instant felony. You go right to jail.
Which doesn't make sense.
Which is why he's doing this. So marijuana legalization's biggest adversary in Arizona is probably Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery, who repeatedly challenges the state's 2010 voter-approved Medical Marijuana Act. If marijuana legalization efforts in Arizona fail this year, legislative sessions begin January 12th. Efforts are already underway to put a binding initiative on the 2016 ballot, putting the decision of marijuana legalization out of the hands of the state lawmakers and into the hands of Arizonans. That's a lot.
Wow. So I know I was reading that the other day that we were one of the top 5 states in it.
Florida. Arizona. It's just shocking. That's just kind of craziness. I was going to just say something else. PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
The state's got a whole new form. It's accepted, and you can come get certified for PTSD now. Starting now.
So come on in.
Come on in.
5315
East Broadway Boulevard. There you go.
We're in the back.
We got a cool little cozy,
quaint place. I actually had a friend that went in there the other day. He said that he really enjoyed the place and everyone was super, super nice. And,
no thanks, Siri. Siri was trying to join Weekday Wednesday, but I told her we didn't need her right now.
That's it.
Siri. So, yeah,
so
it's a groovy little place.
Groovy little place.
Very
he said he got lots of information and some recommendations. Just
lots
some great
of free magazines. Mm-hmm. Yep,
so
we've got dispensary recommendations and lots of things on sale right now for the holidays. You can still find those coupons online, folks, or in your email. So check them out. And be watching your email because we send coupons out every month just for fun because we love you guys because it's just that fun. So this morning, if you go to tumbleweedsalescenter.com, you go to the radio section, you can see that we're having a continuation of Women Grow. And look at this. There's an awesome picture of just a bunch of awesome people. I was going to say a bunch of beautiful women, but I see a giant beard in there. You see it? See the beard?
I do see the beard.
See the beard?
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Right on. Way to go. Oh, there's another one.
Uh-huh.
It's a goatee and a beard. Well, unless they're dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. They're all beautiful. All of them in this picture. Check it out. Women Grow is a national network educating, empowering, and connecting women in the cannabis industry through monthly networking events, national conferences, and shining a spotlight on aspiring and established women leaders in the cannabis industry. The organization welcomes women entrepreneurs at all stages of business development from the many sectors of the industry, including cultivation, sales, advocacy, investment, and ancillary businesses such as lawyers, doctors, marketers, and others. Visit womengrow.com to learn more about the organization and locate or apply to start a chapter yourself and tap into the organization's knowledge base and speakers bureau. And I believe they've got a meeting tomorrow.
Awesome.
So we're going to go on and we're going to see if we can't get Kaydon online here to chat with us about Women Grow.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you
who's
hear
this?
Me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Belle and the kid, this is Jim, and I just wanted to call.
Hi, Jim. How are you? We were thinking you were Kaydon from Women Grow. How's it going this morning?
Oh, it's going fine. How about yourself?
Not so
you having a good new year?
Oh, yeah. We always have
fantastic.
A good
new year. We are doing a good new year. How are you doing?
How's yours?
Well, I'm doing much better now. I've kind of calmed down and refocused. You allowed me on your show earlier, and I came across as a man named Lieutenant Triple J. And that was you remember me?
Of course.
Well, I just really wanted to call in and thank you for the opportunity that you gave me and. I pursued that. I went out. You know what? I think on my first broadcast, I was a little wild and crazy in those days. But I've since calmed down just a little bit. But I've got a lot of personal stuff going on in my life, and I'm trying to stay focused and do the best I can. But I did want to tie something in for you and just let you know that. As Lieutenant Triple J, I did go forward with the agenda of being the benefits of medical marijuana, as opposed to that of Vicodin, morphine, other type of pain.
Right.
Drugs.
But, exactly.
And I will continue with that belief until God determines it's time for me to go on. But I also, at the same time, I pursued another agenda. On a different radio station, and it was about my veterans' benefits or lack thereof. And it just seems to me that people aren't doing their jobs correctly. They're representing something that they're not actually doing. And one of them concerns my veteran friends, my brothers and sisters, who have served in the military, who are currently serving in the military, and all those first responders out there, our firemen, our police officers, they earn their money every day. And, you know, they treat respect with respect. And if you thank a cop will thank you. But I don't want to tie you up today, Belle and Kid. I know you got things to talk about. But,
thank you. No.
Yeah, I just
we got
yeah
I just coming on, but we appreciate you calling in, Jim. And do we call you Jim? Is that what we call you from
yeah,
now on?
Yeah, just call me Jim.
Jim?
I've taken Lieutenant Triple J and Lieutenant Not So Proud as far as I can take it. That was my other identity. I've gone through life being called many names. And I think I describe myself to my Native American brothers and sisters as being a man of many faces who has gone by many names. And I think they kind of agreed with that, you know. And my names have been good and not so good, so...
Well, and we all grow and change, you know. We all grow and change, and we all, you know, do some things we're not so proud of. We learn from our mistakes. We move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We grow with us.
You know, and I still have that same phone number. I still have that same phone number. that I went on the air with the first time, and I asked for anybody to give me a call who had never done anything wrong in their life, and I asked them if they would please take a polygraph and send me the results. You know, nobody ever called me. Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
I never got
wow.
that call. Yeah, I know. I really thought there was somebody perfect out there the way they talk, you know. Yeah, I guess I was mistaken.
We learned quickly.
But I did contact one of my elected officials in regards to my veterans affairs, and I will wait and see their response. So God bless you. God bless us all. And I will hope for a better 2015 than I had in 2014.
And we will pray for that for you and for everybody out there. Thank you so much for calling
in. Yeah, and I will continue to support your cause because I do believe in it. And you do have a fantastic store. And I have recommended you to a lot of people. So, again, I thank you.
When we appreciate your support, it's people like you that make us get up so
thank you
darn
so
early in the morning to get here for you.
Hey, yeah, God bless you all and your efforts, and hang in there. I think things will get better for all of us.
Thank you.
Too,
Jim.
Happy New Year.
Have an awesome day.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. That's awesome.
That was
just
awesome.
Jim.
Thank you so much, Jim.
What a great guy. And he's really trying hard to make a difference in his own life, so that he can make a positive
difference
in
others.
You know, and that's what you got to do. Almost threw tech guy on the hair on accident here. I do that a lot with these buttons. You shouldn't be running the radio show and chatting at the same time, I don't think. I don't know. But you know what we did get for the new year? This is so fantastic and fun.
Yeah,
I love it. We got the 2015 daily weed calendar.
Wow, we do. Those are some fun things.
365 more things you didn't know or remember about cannabis.
Belle called me the morning that she got this, and she started ripping off New Year's
I know.
Things.
It's like a little kid.
It was. I can't wait to hear them right now.
All right. We'll go through while we're waiting for our superstars to come on air. Here we go. January 1st.
It says, marijuana should definitely be legalized. I think we should let everyone smoke it without fear of being thrown in jail. It's the greatest drug in the world. And this is
Michelle Phillips,
American musician.
Yes. Awesome. Too bad we don't have a Phillips song to throw up there. All right, weed fact number two. During the filming of the iconic coming-of-age film, Stand By Me, the crew thought it would be funny to bring a batch of pot cookies to a Renaissance fair being attended by the cast. A then 11-year-old Jerry O'Connell did not find the stunt so amusing, as the crowd found him wandering the park high and crying to himself.
Aww.
Don't do that to an 11-year-old.
Yeah, that's a little
too much.
He
may seem like a whippersnapper. We all saw that.
Oh.
Every day. Okay.
That's really sad.
Mama's birthday, January 3rd.
January 3rd. Yes, Mama's Star's birthday. Marijuana enhances many things, colors, flavors, sensations, but you are certainly not effing empowered. When you're stoned, you're lucky if you can find your own goddamn feet. The only way it's a performance-enhancing drug if there's a big effing Hershey bar at the end of the run.
Robin Williams.
American comedian.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Robin.
You're awesome.
Yeah, totally.
That's a good one. There's a big Hershey bar at the end of it.
Exactly.
I see, it'll get that way. Yeah. It depends on what you use.
Well, this morning strain, Mad KCOG, is pretty...
We're getting through. That's
where. Yeah, here we go. Myths about that today's marijuana is 10, 30, or even 100 times more potent than it was in the past. While these claims are quite exaggerated, there's no denying that the pot contained in a joint today is significantly more potent. The average THC concentration today in marijuana is roughly 10%. And I'm gonna go so far as to say, let's just bump that up a couple notches to, 15, 20, because that's roughly...
So is it because...
It says, which is, three times more potent than sampled in 1983, which was clocked at below 4%.
And that was the best stuff in 1983 was 4%?
I guess so.
Really?
Yeah, what year was this?
I think the 60s were pretty cool. I mean, they looked really cool, and a lot of people were having a lot of fun. Yeah, oh, was that the acid? Was that the acid, not the weed?
Could have been. Mr. Timothy.
Yeah, I... little Timothy.
little Timothy. Okay, here's a little cherry pie. It's a strain. It's an indica. We were just talking about how much we love indicas because they're so good for your body and all the pain and your whole system, but you remain clear-headed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And able to run a radio show. Maybe.
Right, it doesn't...
fog you up.
No, yeah, I don't want to say fog you up, but it turns off a part in your brain what you kind of need to function.
Oh, that's an interesting statement. We're going to have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay, the description of cherry pie is this. Like its name implies, the strain hits you with a distinct smell of sour cherry pie the moment you open the bag. The buds themselves are notable for their dark purple colorization mixed in with hints of dark green and bright orange hair. It's a long-lasting strain, which is great if you're using it to relax after a hard day, as the effects can stay with you for hours. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Oh, this one's fantastic. We should take a picture of this and post it on our Facebook. Want to do that? This is Wee Tip. Okay. Although not everyone has the luxury of browsing a variety of strains when purchasing from their local dealer, it's important to know the difference if you find yourself within a robust selection. i.e. dispensary, cannabis sativa. The buds produced from these tall, thin plants produce a cerebral high that is known to enhance audio and visual experiences and promote creativity. They can also provide the user with a burst of energy. Some people like that when they're wanting to do chores. Cannabis indica. Smoking indica strains will produce a full body high, complete with intense relaxation, deep contemplation, and often overwhelming tiredness. I don't feel tired. Okay, but that's just me. I wake up with a lot of energy. Hybrids. Most hybrids, which is a combination of cannabis sativa and cannabis indica,
a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Produce effects skewing toward the dominant strain in the mix, but many produce a high that is quite literally a best of both worlds experience.
Ooh.
Yeah. People love hybrids because they're not so energized and they're not overwhelmingly tired as
it. And you'll notice sometimes it doesn't mean a thing, sativa, indica. It really, because for you, indicas keep you up.
Well, they.
But there are some that actually help you really knock you out.
Yeah, Karmalicious. If anybody needs an indica to sleep with, it's called Karmalicious. Just get it. Oh. here we go. Jay Leno says, 40 million Americans smoke marijuana. The only ones who didn't like it were Judge Ginsburg, Clarence Thomas, and Bill Clinton. Well, there you go.
They were the only ones that didn't like it?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Huh.
There we go.
Oh, it's Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Just, okay.
All right. So there you have it. We'll post the one about the description. You can't find your phone.
Yeah.
We'll get it there. We'll get it there. We'll remember that. And I think we have some very patient ladies waiting on the phone for us here, so... we're going to open up the lines here and say good morning to hopefully Kay Dawn.
Good morning.
Yes, Kay Dawn, good morning.
Hey, how are
good
you?
Good to hear from you.
Doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yay. Do we have others on the line here that we should add in?
You should have Sarah Gullickson.
Okay, we'll try and we'll see if this is Sarah. Sarah, are you with us?
And Sarah? Kim Prince is calling in.
Maybe this is Kim. We got a couple people.
Hello?
All right. Well, we've got you on for right now. When you call in, folks, just so you know, press the number 1 button. That puts you in a special queue, and it gives us a notification that you're waiting to actually chat with us. So
it lets us know that you're here.
It lets us know you're there and you want to speak your mind. So how's the new year coming for you?
Well, it's going good. How about you guys?
Oh, busy already.
Yes.
We're just plotting and scheming all sorts of wonderful cannabis ideas already.
Looks jumped like, off the boat.
Yeah, we've got someone on the line here. Welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday. You're live on the air. Who do we have?
Hi, Belle. This is Kim with Women Grow.
Did you say Kim?
Kim is our new... Yes, I'm supposed to be introducing you to all my team this morning because that's how we've grown. We have a team now. So Kim Prince is
There's
from
more.
Prism Media.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we've got another one on the line coming on. We'll throw you up here, too. Here we go.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, we have our team.
All right. So when, just as a reminder, I think it's easier and clearer if we just do one person speaking at a time, just so everyone can hear. I'm labeling you here all on the soundboard. Who do we have that just popped up for us? Welcome.
Hi there. This is Sarah Gullickson.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Weeds Day. How are you?
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. I'm doing well. How about you?
We're doing awesome. We're so excited to have you all here. This is a fantastic show.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get some questions out there and just kind of start. You guys were going to introduce yourselves, so
yes.
Introduce the new, new team.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so exciting, and I am so lucky to have these people with me. We are getting so much done, and they're so exciting. But first is Sarah Gullickson. She's a medical marijuana consultant. She works with dispensary permits. She's an expert in the cannabis industry, and I'm so excited to have her on board. But she's my new co-chair, so she's been doing so much out there.
Ooh, yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. It's very exciting. It's nice to kind of finally have a women's group in the space that, is dedicated to cannabis and to doing some events and to education and, just kind of moving the industry forward.
Absolutely. And who else do we have on with you?
Yes, we have Kim Prince, and she is with Proven Media. She's doing all of our media work out there for us, which is just such a blessing. So, but she's doing all of our blasting. She gets all of our info out to all the TVs and all the radio, and I'm just super excited to have her. I'm sorry, I'm like distracted over here. My computer came on, and I'm hearing the radio show, and you, I apologize. But Kim Prince is with us, so she's from Proven Media. So, Kim, tell them a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you, Dawn. I got involved with Women Grow organization. I went to a cannabis business-to-business show in Las Vegas with the intention of meeting other individuals who were in the cannabis business space. And I was lucky enough to meet the Women Grow organization. I attended a few of their events. They met the professionals. So I was just excited to attend their events and get to know them. They kicked off a Phoenix chapter, and I just naturally wanted to help them get the word out because there are so many individuals operating solo, or there's just not this huge momentum in the business yet with women, as Sarah indicated. And Women Grow really is getting the ball rolling and getting the momentum going. And, again, amazing professionals. Dawn, Sarah, the regional and national folks, they're just amazing. So I am involved because I have a passion for the cannabis industry and a passion for marketing communication. So it all works out for me.
That's fantastic, and this is really awesome that this is happening because you're absolutely right. I was making this very comment, so many people subscribe to High Times in the industry. You flip through the pages, it's all guys, it's all men on the covers and side, and the only women you see, I get so mad at these chicks painted in green and they're flashing their hoo-has and supporting cannabis. Like, what does that have to do with anything? So happy that you're doing this because we've been pushing for women. We have a lot of important, things to say, to add, to do, to be, to create. And so thank you as woman to woman there.
I'm going to let you have.
And Canvas Kid, you're a woman too, so you just tell them thank you. You let your girl out and say thanks.
Yeah, just what you guys are doing, I think taking charge of, especially in Arizona, I think we need more people like out there doing this. And really, I know what last time we were talking about educating your children, educating children on this whole new way of knowing drugs. And, who not to do it is the mothers. Sometimes the fathers can step in, but women tend to be a little more nurturing and help to understand things like this and kind of show the ways of the world. And I think
and we ended with that question last. I was actually asking you, Dawn, about where the education was going in schools, because I am in my 40s, and back in the day, we would get little permission slips that said, can we talk about sex? Can we talk about drugs? And our parents would have to sign them, and you take them home. And then, you know, I don't ever remember mention of, like, they didn't focus on marijuana like they should. They just grouped it in the heroin.
Right,
and
it was always
all
the
bad category.
Ever.
And
right.
If that was it, you're a loser, and, you know, you're going to die. You're going to be bad. And so where are you going? Are you guys working with the kids as well as women? Are you educating everybody? What's happening with that?
Well, you
and
know, we brought that
better.
Up on our...
Sorry, I wanted to...
Oh, I'm sorry. We brought that up at our last conversation, and that inspired us to set forth our next guest speaker, because what we brought in is Kathy Inman from MomForce, and she is our guest speaker at our next meeting, because that is such a touchy conversation and such a powerful one that needs to happen. And she's going to be at our meeting, and I had discussed this topic with her, and she is prepared to answer questions and give education on that at our meeting. So I'm super excited about that. But before we switch speakers, I just have to give a shout-out. We have a couple other things going on with our team. We have Sarah has her little coworker. She's so awesome. She's such an awesome young lady named Rachel Schubert, and she's doing some marketing and communication coordination for us. And I have only met Kim Prince at our last meeting, but everybody that I speak to as I'm reaching out is telling me how amazing she is out there and that we are blessed to have her on board, as with Sarah, too. So I'm just super excited about my team and where we're going to be going forward.
It sounds like a powerful team you got going on there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when is your next meeting? I think it's tomorrow, is it not?
Yes, tomorrow is our next meeting. It's at 6:30 at the Clarendon Hotel downtown. And we're going to be having Kathy Inman as our speaker. Our team is going to be there. We've got some fun stuff going on, and we're going to be making some announcements. A lot about where we've grown, done some cool things. Our launch was the second largest chapter launch since Denver. So we have touted that title here, and that's pretty exciting.
That's awesome. Are you, we talked about Skyping abilities. Did we get anything set up for the people down here in Tucson that can't make it but want to?
Yes, we are working on that. It comes up almost every conversation we have with Lee, and we are definitely looking forward into doing that.
Excellent. So tell us along with Kathy, what's going to happen at this meeting tomorrow? Tell our listeners out there why they want to get over there.
Well, Kathy's going to be talking about the how-tos, how to communicate, how to create action, and giving some specific background. And this would be communicate to your city council, communicate to your police officers, communicate to your family watch group. And she's going to be talking about that and also educating children. And it's going to be pretty exciting. We're real excited about that.
That's really exciting. It's because in this industry, it really is about education and spreading the word. And, you know, thankfully, last year, 2014, and we got people like Sanjay Gupta to come out and say their apologies. And we have needed some bigger names to, you know, to get it out in the public eye where people are talking about it, you know, more day to day now.
Well, 2014 was definitely a big movement for everything and in every single group. And now I think we just got to keep the momentum going in 2015. And I think what you ladies are doing is just amazing. I think hearing another side is definitely what we need. Like I said, that nurturing side of what women have. So
Well, and if you go to
that fight side that you definitely have.
Oh my goodness, you have got the power team back
yes,
there.
Yes, you do.
So have any of you been to the other states? I mean, of course you are. You're from Colorado, but have you been to discuss and to bring back some legislation here? I don't know if you heard that 2015, we've got a representative who's got a couple of bills he's going to introduce here in Arizona, but what are you guys doing to push legislation forward with the cannabis movement? Who are you talking to, and who are you encouraging
Sarah,
people to talk to? Because it's really our media gal.
yeah, I think Sarah is probably really well-versed in that. She's actually planning on going to Washington, D.C. to do some lobbying. So, Sarah, maybe you want
right.
to talk about
yeah.
that. That's exciting.
Yeah, please do. Tell us about that.
So, you know, over the last 4.5 years, and, you know, to your point, the industry definitely made a lot of traction in the last year. But, you know, as a company and as a you know, woman in the industry, I've been working towards, obviously, lobbying, raising awareness, a lot of the education points that you're bringing up, I completely agree with, and I think they're very valid as far as educating the children and the community, and Women Grow is actually giving us the opportunity on February 11th through 13th to go to D.C. and to work with the National Cannabis Industry Association, the NCIA, and they're scheduling meetings for us on the Hill with members of Congress so that we can learn how to lobby and start lobbying towards some of these things. And so they have actually put together a whole entire agenda with dinners and lobbying experience as well as training so that we can be active bodies in the lobbying community and go out and you know, have a voice. So I'll be traveling to that for our company, and I'm thrilled. It's the first lobbying activity that I've done this formally, I think that it's going to be just excellent experience.
Oh, that's going to be
really
life changing.
People that are going to be there.
Oh my goodness! So you know, there's a lot in the news right now about how our government doesn't have a plan for changing cannabis policy. But what do you think? I mean, I honestly believe they've got something up their sleeves. They always have. They always will. But I really think they're – Lowell, you tell me what you think.
I mean, at this point, it's 26 states. So it's an issue that they can't afford to ignore. And
right.
I think that with all of these, new studies and research that's coming in, I think that it's getting a little less scary. When I'm consulting with a client, a lot of our clients will kind of shoot holes in the program and get upset. And at the end of the day, we're trailblazers in the new industry. And what I always say is you kind of have to crawl before you walk. So it's not going to be an
me
easy
too.
Process, but they're absolutely thinking about it. And you know that
absolutely.
There's, you know, it's become the hottest topic in media and in the United
mm-hmm.
States, in my opinion. So
right.
I think, in my opinion, I think that we're about 5 years out on it. I think what the you know, what needs to happen is the states really get their programs dialed in so that we can figure out how to take it federally effectively. I mean, obviously, being involved in Arizona, you know all of the nuances that happened here and the nuances that are still happening here to make
mm-hmm.
it a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, it's definitely a learning curve, and I think that it's not the worst idea that the states kind of go through it, and then, you know, it's obviously implemented across the United States once there's some models that are a little bit better dialed in.
Yeah,
with, that's for
with
sure.
With these 26 states, you're going to get so many different
mm-hmm.
rules and laws
mm-hmm.
and the way that it should be done or the way that it works better.
Or what they're
and
even
so,
allowing.
Or
I
what
mean,
they're
what,
allowing, yeah.
What do you think about the fact that some states are allowing only tinctures or only vaporizers or you can't even smoke it? I mean...
Right.
You can't have the dry bud. Even if you wanted to make it, you can't get it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
25 grams.
Yeah, so we're working in some of those states, and it's interesting because each state process is just so, so different. And that's obviously our job as consultants, is to really understand those processes and understand why the state's doing it. And I think that a lot of the states are putting up programs that are very faulty. And not just to be PC, but I do think that some of the states have to put their programs in place in a very limited way and so that it can get passed. So in my opinion, I don't
True.
Think it's perfect, but I think that if
Right.
they can have oils and tinctures, I think that that's better than having nothing. So
that's
I'm
what I always
very,
say. We have a program.
Right, right. So, I mean, in a perfect world, yeah, we'd all be able to have everything, and kids would be able to have access to the CBD medicines without having to move to Colorado. But we're just not there yet. So it is frustrating, and I can't imagine being a mother and having to deal with something like that. But, you know, for the most part, it's like, to me, any progression in this industry is great.
Yes, that is true.
I totally agree too.
You know, a lot of people come into the health center and they complain about they don't get this, they can't have that. And I say, but look what all you do get.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona
is
very liberal in what you can have here. You can have anything here.
Yeah.
Anything goes here as far as medical marijuana goes. You can have hash, keys, oils,
we're
the
very lucky for what we have
the dryer.
Compared to what I hear that. New York, you're only allowed
to fit. Arizona's program, I mean, it obviously had a hard time getting off the ground floor, but it's a really good model. It is.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot of our learning from, you know, watching California and, of course, then watching Colorado and all of the states that we're so close with and just kind of learning from their mistakes and the way that we're, I mean, we still have our bumps in the road that we're working out, but
absolutely.
I think it really is a really great program. I think they did a really good job with it.
I do too.
And the amount of dispensaries that we have, like it feels.
Well, and more are coming.
And more are coming.
And more are coming. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'd love to see your dispensary at some point.
What's that? Oh, well, we're actually not a
dispensary
yet.
Yeah.
We're not a dispensary yet. We're bidding. Tumbleweeds Health Center will bid on their dispensary this year. We're a health and education center. We do the certifications.
Oh,
we have our radio
show.
And we teach. We teach everybody as much as we can about
education, as much as
cannabis, anything they ever wanted to know and more. So
the radio show falls into that.
For some reason, I thought that.
Education.
But you do need to come see it. It's a beautiful place, and patients love it. You can check our reviews out online, but it's wonderful. We have a lot of wonderful products there. We do sell the CBD Vital Bees. We have vaporizers and all the latest things that people use.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mistake. I apologize. I thought that you guys were.
Don't worry. It's a future. You're foreseeing the future. You're a seer.
Absolutely. I'm clairvoyant over here.
You are, and we welcome that.
Yeah, well, we would love to have you ladies in.
Yes, it's a beautiful center. We would love to have you come down, have some tea with us, and we'll get the system. What we want to do is be able to, because as business owners, it's hard to go travel out of your little area for very long, and I would love to be at these meetings if I could, but we'll learn how to Skype everybody in, and we'll have people come to our center,
and then we'll
and
just Skype
we'll Skype
everyone,
everyone
that way
in.
Everyone can kind of hear
so
how the meeting's going.
So we can have a living room full of people.
If there's, way that they can get involved with maybe driving up there or getting a group together that would actually maybe drive up get more involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Sarah,
yes.
Can you, Lee, can you, forgive me, tell Belle and the Cannabis Kid a little bit about, Lee had mentioned future plans for a Tucson chapter. So
yes,
can you give us any more details on that?
We've been playing around with the idea of a Phoenix chapter, and right now what's happening is Women Grow is growing so fast that what we were hoping to do is get, you know, Phoenix dialed in. And then, you know, we're playing around with a couple of different ideas of maybe having, you know, a meeting, let's say, every other month or something like that in Tucson. We're also obviously talking about the Skype experience. And then Don's done a really great job of working with the actual hotel to get discounted rates so that if people do carpool in, we have a discounted rate at the hotel so that you
can
potentially
stay overnight.
Oh, we can
hook you up
overnight.
With that. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's in the works. Sure. We don't really have any formal plans, and so I don't want to get too excited about it until we have something to
That's
announce.
Okay, we'll get excited for you. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
We'll get excited. We'll spread the word. It'll happen.
I know the Skyping thing is something that it can be used to a form of for this same thing.
Or FaceTime, whatever.
FaceTime, yeah.
Whatever.
Setting up a large, we can start set up something large, but definitely something we can talk about future. So is there any other events or things that that you ladies want to talk about, things that you're working on that you're really excited?
And tell everybody how to reach you specifically. give us websites and phone numbers. That's for your for our listeners here.
Ladies, can I go or do you want to go first? I don't want to talk over anyone. We're working as a company. We're working as a company on a lot of different projects. I've been in Illinois and Nevada, obviously getting their programs off the ground with some of our clients, and now we're really trying to ingrain ourselves back in the you know Arizona and Phoenix market. We're working on a turnkey dispensary solution. A lot of times with opening and things like that, it's hard to come up with a welcoming environment that you can get up and running, you know, obviously at a shorter time period. And we're also working on some really, really unique products and strains in some of the other states that we're planning on bringing here to Arizona. And so not only do we do the application process, we also do post-permit services. So our tagline is kind of from application to operation. If anyone's having a hard time with you know, their dispensary and getting things up and running, that's something that we're definitely comfortable in helping with. And if you guys want to get a hold of me to talk about any of those, you know, we have education programs and physician outreach programs and a bunch of different, you know, advertising and marketing and community building strategies that, you know, we'd obviously love to implement here in Arizona. And again, if anyone's interested in some of those services, you can email Sarah, just S-A-R-A, at dispensarypermits.com. And I'd love to, you know, I'd obviously lend some advice just for, you know, your viewers, just, you know, to be nice for a little complimentary consultation if they're interested.
Excellent. That's really awesome. Can I ask, I think it's Kim, or all of you, about the media. Now we know...
Yes.
It's very difficult to get ad space or any kind of
press coverage,
media awareness out there. Yeah, when are we going to start seeing commercials? Things like that.
Very good question. Very good question. I wish I could answer that. What we are seeing is an ability to get news coverage when there is legislation brewing, when true news events have happened related to the cannabis industry. We are finding that major media is willing and eager to cover it, whether it's a business publication, a daily newspaper, as with you folks, thank goodness, you know, with what you're doing. So we're seeing more and more, as it is a legitimate business, really an eager media, as long as the story has data and facts. And as you said, education is huge. Using media to educate, using media to engage other individuals, those who are stakeholders or may be able to influence others in this industry across the country. So I'm very excited to work with media, you know, to help get the word out. And my experience has been actually quite good. I really want to remind everyone on Women Grow, Dawn, by the way, kudos to Dawn. She's an amazing woman to get this thing started. Super intelligent, a ton of energy. So we want to have a great turnout.
Yeah.
The meetings are the first Thursday of every month in Phoenix. We would love to set something up with you where we do the Skype, and we'll all be posted on that as it develops. The meetings are from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Clarendon Hotel, 401 West Clarendon Avenue in Phoenix. I also want to encourage all your listeners to go online to womengrow.com. I think that site, in a moment, shows the caliber of individuals that you'll be aligned with should you, you know, want to participate in the Women Grow organization. So tickets, it's a non-membership organization. You pay as you go. There are early bird discounts available. Tickets are on Eventbrite. So we, you know, encourage people, if you can't make it tomorrow, perhaps you can come next, you know, the following month. I also
want
to give
a question
huge...
from a blogger.
Yes.
Cool.
We've got a guy on here. He says, can he go? If he's a guy, can he go?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. We had at least, I don't know, I'm going to say probably 10% of the attendees last month were male, 10 to 15%. We absolutely welcome men to the organization.
Awesome.
Yes, I agree. I think it's so nice. We had some actually really powerful men there last month, too, and that made it, like, super exciting. But I just want to encourage everybody to come out, and I am going to put it top on the agenda to try to get our Skyping and that online as soon as possible. So you're probably going to be hearing from me through the month, trying to get this online, me and you and Dara and everybody trying to get that online, because I think that sounds super exciting, maybe to have like the satellite chapter, so to speak, in Tucson. That's exciting.
There you go.
And I also...
Very exciting.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, and I just wanted to give out some contact information, because we do have a closed group for the Phoenix chapter of Women Grow on Facebook, and that is an excellent place for everybody to see. And we also, if you'll follow Sarah or Kim or myself on Twitter or Facebook or any of those, you'll also be able to see everything that we're doing, because we're pretty diligent about posting what we're doing. But you can find me on Facebook at K Dawn Bauer, B as in boy, A-U-E-R, or Elitist Studio 4289 at gmail.com. And Elitist is spelled Elitiststudio 4289 at gmail. So, but I'm so excited you guys have us on the radio. This is probably one of the most exciting things we do. It leads us right up to our event on Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome. We're really happy to have you guys here. It's really fantastic what you're doing.
I'm glad you all got to call in, too.
Yeah, that's super fun.
A huge shout-out to you. Big shout-out to you at Tumbleweeds for hosting Weeds Day Wednesday. And just big thanks to you both as well.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. It's really an honor to do what we do. We love it. And it's people like you that keep us going. We're really proud of what you're doing. And it's a big movement. And we're glad the girls are getting going.
It's what we need, new and innovative ideas to bring this to,
inspiring.
To inspire everyone.
Very inspiring.
I think when it comes from different groups of people, I think different groups, other people can go, I feel like I can fit in there more than I can fit in somewhere else. And with this whole new group of people taking charge of what this medicine means to so many different people is so important. So thank you for what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we look forward to our satellite
our satellite
That's membership here. Yeah, we'll get that going as soon as possible, because we'll have a group of people that will want to absolutely, quote, be there.
For sure.
Well, and how fun will it have a satellite chapter with the event, and you can have the people gather at your organization. It'd be so awesome. I think that's exciting. Tucson definitely has a climate for, mostly Tucson is always separate from Phoenix. You hardly ever see Tucson and Phoenix combined.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Yes. Maybe we can change that.
We can come back on next week, and then maybe we can share some of the information that Kathy Inman shares with us at our meeting. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That would be fantastic.
Now, do you ladies have a Facebook page? I know a lot of our listeners like to go through Facebook to kind of get their information. So is there a Facebook page? Is that given out?
The Facebook that we have for the Phoenix chapter is going to be, it's a closed chapter, and we can all, if you email any of us, we can get you included in it, but that's an excellent place. But most of the things, we always try to guide everybody over to the Women Grow website. And then
perfect.
So you have that
okay.
as the national information, and then you'll have our chapter chair group for Phoenix's information.
Excellent.
Yeah, the Women Grow Facebook is just the Women Grow Facebook is just facebook.com/womengrow, and that's the national page.
Okay, perfect. That's the one I knew about.
Excellent.
I was thinking if there was a Phoenix one, but that's great. Anyone's getting information out. So
that's posted on the Tumbleweeds Facebook page already.
Yeah.
For everybody to check out. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a wonderful show, and we look forward to getting an update next week.
Next week. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, have a good presentation tomorrow. Have a good event and figure
out
how to do Skype. You're very welcome. Take good care of you all.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same thing. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was awesome. We'll see if we can figure out this whole system, this technological system.
Turning at all.
Muting people.
Okay,
oh,
there we go.
There we go.
All right.
Well, there you go. Well, that was
thank you
that
once
was
again,
fantastic.
Lady. Information, definitely check
I think
out.
Got the sound right.
Yeah, that was
Figures
good.
Or something. Yeah.
Definitely go out and check out our website at tumbleweeds.com. We'll have more information on Women Grow there. Also, our Facebook page.
Tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Yeah.
What did I say?
Tumbleweeds.com.
Tumbleweeds.com.
That's right. Tumbleweeds Health Center. You have to type that whole thing out. I was like, man, I should have shortened that somehow. But anyway, it's there, and it's an awesome website, and it's newly updated.
Yeah, but you don't have to type it in all the time. Then you save it to your favorites.
Yeah.
So
put it on your little...
Do it once. Save it to your favorites.
Put it on your desktop, on your phone. What do they
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, you can listen to us online. You know, you got 4G or 4G Lite. You should be able to listen to us live.
There are over 100 episodes.
And still get phone calls.
If you're bored.
So if you can pause it, you can still listen.
If you're driving from Tucson to Phoenix and you want to kill an hour and a half, stick a couple of our silly shows on.
Yeah, we've got definitely some silly shows, but definitely some high information shows.
Yeah. Lots going on.
High information.
One thing we should talk about here. We've got news on our website, so we'll just do a little bit. We talked about the fact that we may get something happening for legalization this year. But there's another article, and it says there's a quirky ruling that puts MMJ patients at risk of a DUI. And I think everybody should be aware of this. If you are using cannabis, a recent legal ruling threatens medical marijuana cardholders with a DUI if any trace remains in their system, even days after the medical benefits have worn off.
Hmm.
First, to state the obvious, I've never met anyone who advocates driving under the influence. People have a wide spectrum of beliefs on what the consequences should be for people who are caught driving while drunk, but no rational person thinks that's a good idea. There's not a unanimous position held when it comes to marijuana, but I would presume any rational person would agree that an individual with a medical marijuana license should not be accused of driving under the influence when they are in no way impaired, even after days after they have last used. Since Arizona's passage of medical marijuana in the 2010 midterm election, there has been considerable litigation taking place. The most recent case has caused some within the legal community to scratch their heads and has made those ideologically opposed to marijuana's use as a medicine rejoice. In Dobson versus McLennan, the Division I Court of Appeals ruled that people with valid medical marijuana cards cannot use their cards as a defense to driving under the influence of drugs. In order to understand why the Dobson versus McLennan ruling has left many people scratching their heads, it's important to understand how DUIs are charged in Arizona. Every person charged with a DUI in Arizona is always charged with a minimum of two separate charges. The first one is always driving while impaired to the slightest degree. When someone has drugs, prescription or street, in their system, they are also charged with DUI drugs. If someone has a prescription for the drugs, then they are entitled to use that as a defense. It places the burden on the person accused to provide evidence that they were using the drug with a valid prescription. This makes sense from a public policy perspective. Even if you are prescribed drugs, you very well might not be okay to drive while on it. So your defense is only for the DUI drug charge. So, for example, if a doctor gives you Vicodin prescription and you take them and you get impaired by them, you may raise your defense to the DUI charge, but not to the impaired charge. As a lawyer that handles DUI cases, I've seen an alarming increase in cases where a sober medical marijuana card holder is being prosecuted. As a part of our defense, Dobson versus McLennan precludes the accused of introducing their valid medical marijuana card as a legal defense. In fact, it makes it such that a jury would never know that the person had a medical marijuana card. The jury won't be able to distinguish between a recreational smoker and someone who is using in accordance with a doctor's recommendation for a specific medical condition. Ironically, this ruling is based off exactly the opposite of what the voters wanted and is poor interpretation and poorly worded language within medical marijuana itself. Once again, step in and clear up this bizarre lower court ruling, since modifying the unclear language in the statute would require a supermajority legislature, which is not going to happen within this legislature. Medical marijuana users are at risk. Hopefully the citizens of the state will become more conscious and aware of this fact, especially if they were ever called to sit in a jury trial where there is an allegation of marijuana consumption. This was from the Weed Blog. So basically, just be careful. Don't drive impaired no matter what you're doing.
And be careful.
Coffee, alcohol, drugs, marijuana, cannabis, in any shape
or form,
just be careful.
Everyone who's driving right now is...
Yeah. And see you on the flip side, Netherlands. And that takes us to the end of our show.
Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
Thank you so much. This has been an awesome First New Year show. We're going to have, we're going to have an update from Kate Donna
from Women Grow.
We're going to have some great great guests on the show coming up. We're gonna get Mr. Tom Dean, our lawyer, back on. We always get him on. We've got Heidi Hanford coming up. We've got Regina Nelson coming up. Doug Banfield's coming up. We're going to get Robert
all of
Platt
our favorites.
Yeah, our besties are coming back because we love to just hear how they've updated. Robert Platt-Shorn's no longer on probation.
Right.
That guy's
can't wait
the
to
world.
Hear.
Freedom Fighter of the Year. Love you, Robert. Thank you so
Irvin,
much.
Tumbleweed
Health Center for always hosting our show. And come down, get certified.
5315 East Broadway Boulevard. We're in the back.
That's right. And you can email ttucson@gmail.com if you want to make an appointment. Go to
check us out on
Facebook.com. We got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's THCAZ after your little slash Facebook. So thank you, Cannabis Kid.
Thank you, Bellstar.
Tech Guy, thank you so much. Belly, thank you for being patient. And everybody out there from the east to the west coast, all over the world, be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.
We love you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.